Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Library Cat Speaks about children's books. I'm Lavisa Josephson, and today I will be reading from one of my favorite childhood books, Wally the Word Worm. Wally the Word Worm was written by Clifton Fadiman, drawings by Arnold Roth, and it was published in 1964 by Macmillan Company, New York. Wally the Word Worm tells the tale of a white word worm who seeks out new and interesting words in his surroundings and ultimately ends up in the library in a dictionary. Here is Wally the Word Worm. Wally the Word Worm was still hungry. He'd already eaten the headlines of page one of the morning newspaper, quickly swallowed. Six good humor wrappers, just the wrappers, peanut butter and caramel crunch were the only satisfying ones. They were words you could really chew. A picture book with only 70 different words in it. All short, flat, bare, dull, poor, thin, old ones that kept repeating themselves. They were good enough for a stupid worm, for a slow worm, for a worm who didn't care about real nourishment, but not good enough for Wally. "I'm still hungry," said he. "In fact, I am voracious." You see, Wally liked new words, big words, short, funny words. Words that stretched with sound and meaning. Words that make interesting noises inside your head. Ping! Words with strange faces that just look interesting, like zizigy and hynonym, which you can't very well pronounce unless you whinny like a horse, and which is the name of a fine race of talking horses that can be found in a book called Gulliver's Travels. Wally the Word Worm not only liked to eat worms, he liked to meet them and greet them and repeat them. So he slithered and slathered and wiggled and waggled his way into the library until he found a big fat book called Dictionary. This book was filled, stuffed, packed, bulging, crammed, and jammed with words of all shapes and sizes. Said Wally, and ha, said Wally, and ho, ho, said Wally, and whoops, said Wally. Just my dish, just my dish. And he licked his lips and crawled inside. He started near the back of the book with a word just right for hungry, growing worm. Sesquipedalian, said Wally. That means long word and looks like it, too. This went down pretty well, and Wally looked around for another sesquipedalian. He'd heard of anti-disestablishmentarianism, you probably have too, and he was surprised not to find it. Said Wally with a worried look, and he had to settle for paradichlorobenzene, which tasted pretty bad. Look it up and you'll see why. So Wally goes on to explore many different kinds of words, words that look the same going front as they do from the back, and he encounters several odd and interesting animals. At the very back of the book, you can find Wally's word song, which goes like this. The auk and the yak and the cassowary, they're all to be discovered in the dictionary. So is the gerboa, so is the moa, so are the boa and the protozoa. And words like my father and mother say, like income tax and PTA. So down with the books that treat me like a baby. Chuck them out the window, and I don't mean maybe. I'll tell you the conclusion I have come to. It is that I am tired of the cat who is sitting on the mat. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you'll seek out this book and share it with all of your friends. This has been Library Cat Speaks, produced by Lavisa Josephson, musical accompaniment by Library Cat. Hope you join us again soon. Bye.